Sorry. Thank you. Good morning. So yesterday we did Halacha Gimel, where we noted that there's a need to get the equilibrium between expensive and cheap clothing in order that we not become self-important or look disgraced in front of other people. So we should aim for this middle range clothing. And then he finishes off the halacha. I didn't finish it off yesterday. La'olam, and as a general rule, as a principle, yimkor adam afilu karet beito v'yikach mena'alim l'raglav. One should, if you have a choice between selling the beams of your house and having shoes, that's the choice one should make, to sell the roof over one's house in order to purchase shoes. And it seems like an extreme thing to say. It seems hyperbolic, and maybe it's distressing the importance of shoes, and one could talk at length about the importance of shoes, especially in the context of the brother's sale of Yosef, that has a tradition and legend surrounding shoes being the price for which they sold him. However, having said that, it seems to me that actually this is just the extreme manifestation of the division that we made yesterday between public dignity and private dignity. And what we're trying to accomplish when we dress ourselves in the morning, when we get dressed, is not a sense of arrogance, but a sense of dignity projected to the world. And it seems to me that this is the extreme manifestation of that. If you have a choice between having a home which really gives oneself a sense of dignity and comfort and security and safety, or wearing shoes, which Rashi and others suggest is the most visible signal of indignity in public, one should try to promote an image of public dignity, even at the cost of one's own comfort. Which, again, I'm not suggesting we paskin that you should sell your house to buy shoes. If you're in that situation, we'll find you some shoes. But it seems to be it's an expression of that idea. And anyone has ever seen The Pursuit of Happiness? Anyone see that movie with Will Smith in it, Happiness Boat with a Y? It's a very touching movie about perseverance and devotion and triumph in the face of incredible odds. It's an American story. You saw it. There you go. So we've got an approval, the endorsement of Ellie. It's worth seeing. There is a scene in which he ends up sleeping in the subway bathroom, public bathroom, but has a suit to go to work. And it's not easy to see that distinction, but you can see how it serves him his aims, because you need to be dignified in public, even if you are struggling and traumatized in your personal life. And here the assumption is that that's the presumption we should be trying to promote. Again, hopefully none of us have to make this decision, but again, the philosophy that we're looking for a public image of dignity, not a personal sense of haughtiness.